animals living in the present. Sharks are Triassic, so we know it has happened before. Grant nodded. And the thing is, he said, how else do we explain it? It's either a fake, which I doubt, or else it's a rediscovery. What else could it be? The phone rang. Alice Levin again, Grant said. Let's see if she'll send us the actual specimen. He answered it and looked at Allie, surprised. Yes, I'll hold for Mr. Hammond. Yes, of course. Hammond, what does he want? Allie said. Grant shook his head and then said into the phone, Yes, Mr. Hammond, yes, it's good to hear your voice, too. Yes, he looked at Allie. Oh, you did? Oh, yes? Is that right? He cupped his hand over the mouthpiece and said, Still eccentric as ever, you've got to hear this. Grant pushed the speaker button, and Allie heard a raspy old man's voice speaking rapidly. Hell of an annoyance from some EPA fellow. Seems to have gone off half-cocked, all on his own, running around the country talking to people, stirring up things. I don't suppose anybody's come to see you way out there. As a matter of fact, Grant said, somebody did come to see me. Hammond snorted. I was afraid of that smart-ass kid named Morris. Yes, his name was Morris, Grant said. He's going to see all our consultants, Hammond said. He went to see Ian Malcolm the other day, you know, the mathematician in Texas. That's the first I knew of it. We're having one hell of a time getting a handle on this thing. It's typical of the way government operates. There isn't any complaint, there isn't any charge, just harassment from some kid who's unsupervised and is running around at the taxpayer's expense. Did he bother you? Disrupt your work? No, he didn't bother me. Well, that's too bad, in a way, Hammond said. Because I'd try and get an injunction to stop him if he had. As it is, I had our lawyers call over at EPA to find out what the hell their problem is. The head of the office claims he didn't know there was any investigation. You figure that one out. Damn bureaucracy is all it is. Hell, I think this kid's trying to get down to Costa Rica, poke around, get onto our island. You know we have an island down there? No, Grant said, looking at Ellie. I didn't know. Oh, yes, we bought it and started our operation, four or five years ago now. I forget exactly. Called Isla Nublar. Big island, 100 miles offshore. Going to be a biological preserve. Wonderful place, tropical jungle. You know, you ought to see it, Dr. Grant. Sounds interesting, Grant said. But actually, it's almost finished now, you know, Hammond said. I've sent you some material about it. Did you get my material? No, but we're pretty far from... Maybe it'll come today. Look it over. The island's just beautiful. It's got everything. We've been in construction now 30 months. You can imagine. Big park. Opens in September next year. You really ought to go see it. It sounds wonderful, but as a matter of fact, Hammond said, I'm going to insist you see it, Dr. Grant. I know you'd find it right up your alley. You'd find it fascinating. I'm in the middle of, Grant said. Say, I'll tell you what, Hammond said, as if the idea had just occurred to him. I'm having some of the people who consulted for us go down there this weekend, spend a few days and look it over, at our expense, of course. It'd be terrific if you'd give us your opinion. I couldn't possibly, Grant said. Oh, just for a weekend, Hammond said, with the irritating, cheery persistence of an old man. That's all I'm talking about, Dr. Grant. I wouldn't want to interrupt your work. I know how important that work is. Believe me, I know that. Never interrupt your work. But you could hop on down there this weekend and be back on Monday. No, I couldn't, Grant said. I just found...